I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy.
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Here.
Councilmember Edelman.
Here.
Councilmember Stout.
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski.
Here.
Councilmember Nelson.
Here.
Councilmember Page.
Here.
Okay, we're going to review the 2020 preliminary budget, revenue sources, and possible increase in property taxes. Ms. Miller.
Right. The state RCWs have all these dates and requirements for budget, but outside of budget, they have special requirements just for property tax. And property tax is listed that you have to have a public hearing. Just re-review your revenue to make sure you really need it and go over what possible increase might be. So tonight is our one and only required public hearing on the property tax. And I've kind of gone over some of that with the budget, but I want to just review briefly. So if you go into the second page with numbers, the top section on the right side, the green amount is the revenues, and they want us to look at all of our revenues and make sure that we really need an increase in property tax. And while this page shows that we have enough revenue to cover our expenditures, if you go to the following page, which says, since we use ours for public safety, go down the green column and say, not only do we use property tax, but several other revenues for public safety, the utility tax, the criminal justice sales tax, the liquor excise and profit, the court tickets that Black Diamond, revenue that Black Diamond gets to keep, a fire EMS levy, the one that's passing right now. This is our annual amount. All of the business license revenue, and then police have a lot of this Saturday traffic school revenue and a bunch of grants. All that provides revenue for public safety, but if you continue on down, you'll see that on line 24, the expenditures are more than that. And so that really gets down to, well, do we really need the 1% increase in property tax? So even with, this includes 1%, because I anticipated that you possibly would pass that, so I included it in the property. We're still short in the public safety area and need to use some of our fund balance to cover public safety. So we'll go over and look just at, we looked at the graphs on property tax. And the graphs on the bottom show that our assessed valuation, that means how many dollars worth of buildings and property and land we have in Black Diamond, is increasing. And in fact, it increased the most this last year than it has since I worked here, and that's because of all the new development. You'll see down there the percentage change from prior year. We are going to receive $219,000 just from new construction, and that will only be assessed to either the developer if the houses haven't sold or to the new owners, not to the existing citizen. And so that amount will come from just new values of all the new homes that they're putting on the rolls. So we're now at, you can see a very high number. If you look way back to 2013, we were actually decreasing in value. And that's when you go into recession and all of a sudden, even though you've been way up, now you go back down and your property, even though you still have the same number, they're not worth as much. And so the county goes around and if you have a depression, there's about a two-year lag before we see that dollar show. But in the past, it's been these curves. You go up, 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 as the economy is good, property values are growing, just like house values are growing. So there you'll see that. But to get our 1%, they take that and divide it to see how can you get the 1%. Our mill levy that they calculate goes down, 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 because it's a less percentage just to get our 1% that we can receive. And so on the second line down on the top graph, down there, the numbers at the bottom, our 1% amounts to $15,958. And so that's what we're here to ask you tonight is, can we keep that in our budget? Is 1% of 15,000? And what that does is increases your base, so next year you'll get 1% of that, which included this 15,000. If you don't, that base just stays low and you still stay at this 15,000 each year. Gradually, you can see it gradually increase, but very gradually. Way back in 2013, we're getting 13,736. You can see we've only increased $2,000, and that doesn't really keep up with inflation. So that's a problem not only for our city, but for all cities. I think many, many cities are struggling with how to pay the cost of public safety. It's expensive. And even if it wasn't just the officers, just the guns and the ammunition and the cars and everything, they're not going down. And this 1% doesn't do it. It doesn't touch a drop. But it's, I think, important to the city that we keep that base as high as we can. So that's that page. The next page shows that people in Black Diamond really have four different school districts. There's the biggest one, of course, is the Enumclaw School District, but some of the houses are in Tacoma. Very few, but some are in Kent, and very few in Auburn. So there's, and that top line shows what their local school district levy is. And you see that Enumclaw is the lowest levy, and Auburn is the highest.
We don't have any.
Oh, we don't have that page.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
But Auburn School District, there are no houses in Auburn School District.
Is it, well, land, and evidently there's some land. And it's not only houses, it's land also, land values. So the blue line in the middle is, our levy stays the same, what Black Diamond. We get 1.91 of the levy. And the total levy, the very bottom, the previous levy was $11.45. That included that McLeary school, and then they dropped it back down to 945 last year. We don't know what the total will be this year for all these districts turn this in, so I based this on last year's dollars. So if you go to the next page and say, well, that's all fine, but my bill looks higher than that. Right. We got the amount from King County that said that Black Diamond average home value based on a year's worth of sales is 386,000. That might be kind of low, at least for the new homes that are going in, but that includes old homes too, the older and smaller homes too. So we used that value and said, on your tax bill, you'd see a line that said you're going to pay the court a year, $47.35. You're going to pay just the local schools, and we only picked $1,014.88. You're going to put $84 in for the fire EMS levy. The King County is going to get $466.65. Flood and ferries, $41.19. And here's the Enumclaw. Oh, the other one's state schools, and then the state distributes back. This is the Enumclaw school. So the two school levies are how much? A big portion of your property tax bill. And then our local library here is $144.52. And last, the shaded line is Black Diamond would get $666.90 on a $386,000 home. And that's $55.57 a month or $1.79 a day. And that's what citizens in total are paying for public safety in Black Diamond. And I think that's a pretty good bargain. It covers, that $1.79 covers police, fire, courts, and our emergency management. We have a small amount of folks towards that. So I think that's a pretty reasonable amount. I don't think people really realize how much that is a day, a month, and even a year that we get. So the next page, King County sends these like every month, 2 weeks. So they sent one out to me. They sent one out to me in September because that was our first budget meeting. And the column on the left is for cities under 10,000 population. The one on the right is for cities over. Cities over can't even get 1%. If there's an implicit price deflator, which is a different inflationary amount that's even less than 1%, sometimes they don't even get 1%. So cities under, or if their council authorizes, are allowed to get 1%. Cities over have to go by this other one. So they sent the first one out, and the very first number says, this is what your last year dollar levy was. And then we're going to add 101%, so now it's 1664, and that's that 15,000 kind of. And then your new construction amount, they put the local dollar amount we're going to get from that. The last year's levy rate, and then down there, that 219,000 is what our new construction people are going to put in. So they calculate all that. And then they, down on the second group, they say, what's your limit factor? I don't know what, I guess that's just saying you have to stay within that factor. But this is our assessed valuation, and that's the one that was on the other sheet. And if people were going to annex, they'd have to pay in at the same rate. And then they have a little refund, whatever. There's some $5,265, which is some prior year refund, and they make us state that on their little worksheet. And they come down and say, okay, this year you guys can get $1,889,434 total dollars. That's including everything, new construction, 1%. And they say that that's really only less than 1%. We're going to get $15,958, and it's 0.97, so it's just slightly under. And it's their calculation. We have to use their numbers and adopt them in ordinances. When we first got the new construction amount, it came in at $27,000. And I called up, and I go, like, this doesn't look right. No, I emailed. And I said, King County, this doesn't look right. Well, and about a week later, they found another $1,000.
Yeah, it was like $1,000.
And I was going, okay, I'm going to appeal this. I'm going to flat. This is not right. We're doing houses. This can't be right. And then about a couple weeks later, here it came, and they said, this should look more like what you were expecting. They said, don't appeal yet. I mean, I was ready to formally appeal. They all of a sudden found this money, but I'm on them, let me tell you. If that amount doesn't come in right, I'm like, okay, this is not right, I'm going after it. So I watched that it's reasonable, you know, to what I know our new construction values are. Anyway, so this is all the dollars we have. And then what they say is, okay, now you have to have two ordinances. And you can ignore the whole top section. This is a lot of lingo. But if you go down to the third whereas, it says we had a base levy last year, and that's line one, and we're going to get 15,000 more or 0.97, which is slightly less. And that's really what we're going to get. But declare section one just has the same amounts, and it adds that 5,265, which is less. And that's our ordinance. That's one of them that we have to put in, and they have to be to King County by November 30th, by law. And the second ordinance is down in the now, therefore, section one, it says, here's your assessed valuation. That was the dollar amount they listed. And how many dollars do you think you might really be going to receive? And I said, I'm going to take their dollar amount and add 30,000 more, because they keep coming up with more numbers. These were all preliminary. If you look at the bottom of it, it was preliminary. They have cleared on December 6th to give you a final dollar amount. If I add 30,000, they can't ever even just collect 30. They can only collect what it really is. And they reduce it down to what it really is. So every year, and last year, they actually magically found more by the time we got all done. So I was glad we added that. And then we have to say in there that it's for any additional amount they might find, and that they can adjust it. It very clearly says that. So do you have any questions about property tax?
Question. Are you planning on doing the public hearing at the next meeting?
Next council meeting will be public hearing and adoption. We had to really delay it because of the newspaper thing, because normally we have a public hearing ahead of time, but we couldn't get it advertised because of the change in the newspaper. So there will be a public hearing at the next council meeting and adoption for that night. Because that's our last council meeting in November, and we have to get them the information.
And that's November
21st. So then on our budget, which is separate from that, we'll have a public hearing the same night, just on the whole budget document. And then we'll have another public hearing December 2nd, which is on Monday. And it's by law, they say you have to have this final public hearing on Monday, first Monday in December. So we'll have a public hearing that night, and then that following Thursday, we've scheduled it to be adopted the regular.
When we look at the additional 15 grand, right, what does that come out to per homeowner?
Well, it's not just homeowners, it's landowners, it's businesses. That money gets.
So is there a way to figure out it's not
they don't give us
it's not an average, right? Because it's based on value of property.
Yeah, and they
right?
value.
So, I was just wondering from a kind of a transparency point of view, if there's a way we could say, you know, this really means $15 to most people.
Wouldn't even be that.
Yeah, I know.
$1.50. You know,
yeah, right? Exactly.
I mean, it's really small, but they don't, you know, there's every parcel of land, it would be this high if they gave us a list showing all that. So they just give us a grand total of those. And every year they're supposed to do some reevaluation. And one year they might do homes on this side, and the next year this side, and one year they might do businesses. So it's really hard to know what that really is. But it's pretty small when you think it's every single parcel of land and every single home, all the new developments and everything. All divide, contribute to that 150.
I guess the best way to, people like numbers with dollar signs instead of percentages, right?
Yeah.
So I guess they'll have to figure that out themselves. Not like we can produce a list that says, every person's going to pay. Bill, you're going to pay this. Rob, you're going to pay this.
But it's not the same for every.
That's what I mean. Yeah. We'd have to calculate it for each value.
Well, and it's not even that. If you do improvements on your house and she doesn't, if they were the same the year before, you will have an increase and she'll have a decrease. So it's can't even do that.
Yeah.
It's very, you just got to take their word that this
less than 1%.
That's what we have the assessor for, right?
Yeah, but I don't know that anybody's given us grief in the past for the last 7 years that I've been in the house that we've passed the same year.
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody complain.
And nobody, I don't remember anybody complaining last year.
First year that we were on council, Cindy Wheeler did remember.
Well, okay.
You weren't here yet, so. It was just Tammy and I remember.
Yeah, no, but I was in a lot of those meetings.
So Councilmember Deedy, I have a question about the car tap that just passed. Mm-hmm. So what will that affect our budget anyway for going forward next year? Yeah. Or
we'll have to wait until, you know, they come back and say, you know, what if there's a lawsuit and appeal? Does that mean you collect while it's in that, or that you don't? We'll have to have the lawyers.
Yeah, because it's going to be challenged by several.
It is already.
And so I don't know then if it's still
so
in place.
Does it freeze?
Challenged.
Right.
Right now it's $100,000 we receive from car taps that goes right in our street fund, and let me tell you, it helps pick up the trees when the wind blows and put the salt out when the snows, and, you know, that's what we use our money for.
Patch pothole holes.
That's put out signs that get knocked down.
It's really too bad that those were tied together, right? Because I think the Yes for the Lie was really, really aimed at sound transit, right? And and the legislature's unwillingness to change the evaluation piece, right? I think if the legislature would have done the evaluation piece to Kelly Blue Book, I think it would have failed.
Because, you know, when you think about it, too, sound transit, I mean, they voted for sound transit. They just didn't expect to have to pay as much. But the thing with sound transit is people want light rail.
Right.
They just don't want to pay as much money as they've been paying
for.
Because of the shortfall, they were unwilling to change that formula, and I think that's what lost
And it doesn't help that the Sound Transit Board isn't elected. They're appointed, right?
Right.
So there's more lack of accountability there that people see, and I think they're just tired of people taking money out of their pockets. And
the other part of the equation, too, if you look at the map,
it passed
in Eastern Washington.
Yeah, well, 35 out of 39 counties it passed, right? And actually, even in Snohomish, King County and Pierce County, if you add them all together, it passed. It just didn't pass at King County. Right? And mostly,
in
most of King County, it passed
it didn't pass in Seattle, but passed in other parts
You're
of
right,
the
though. It's that natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that, yeah. How they calculated the car tap values.
Yep. Yeah, I think that really upset a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, and it's too bad because a lot of people didn't realize that the effect it would have on your local municipality.
And they didn't
right?
really advertise it that much about local. They just kept saying that, you know,
the ads I saw on TV were all geared towards
big
all
money.
Bridges.
Yeah, yep. All the bridges are going to fall down.
They
right?
didn't say anything about the snow and the
That's right.
potholes.
Or the pothole in front of your house may not get
But they showed down. Construction crews and said that. Yeah. These yeah. projects wouldn't get done.
Yeah.
They did a lot of that.
Yeah. yeah. Because it can go, if you're a bigger city, they use it more for capital, and mm-hmm. smaller cities would choose more for potholes
maintenance,
and snow and
Well,
tree
I think what's
pickup.
Really kind of sad in this whole thing, the council at the time when we put the TBD in, we were very conscious of an additional burden on our taxpayers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was a couple of years later before, when the economy started to come back up, mm-hmm. that we voted in to do the TBD.
Right.
We didn't want to do it during the...
But we didn't do it at the maximum we could have done it either.
No,
and
it,
we
yeah.
still haven't, so...
Yeah, it could go up to $50.
Yeah. And I don't...
It could.
We're not recommending that.
Right.
Yeah. No, you could go to 40.
And I don't think people mind the local car tab. I really think it's the whole, they get a surprise bill for $500, right? And they're used to paying, you know, $80 or $40, or, right? So
yeah.
And
so
but most of us remember those days when you got a $500 car tab, and it was based on faulty evaluations of your old used car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So, could we, if we did go, could we actually take it to a vote?
You know, I'll have to check.
I read something
I know you
the
can
other
go
day
with
that said that
tax.
You could go and take it to a vote and get the car tabs if you take it to the public.
But I don't know
could
how
do that in February,
well,
but I don't know.
We've got the enabling ordinance in our code right now to take, I mean, a person can do it.
You still, you have to
but it would
go through all that,
you'd go
your
through
file and process.
And I don't know,
well, you can do it through the council, too.
The council.
No.
You can.
Put it on.
It would have to go out to a citizen vote. Yeah.
Right.
No, but I'm saying the council could elect to put it on the ballot.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
And then
we don't have
like
to
a
go
a
out
of
the initiative
like
process.
That, would be on the
that might be something we might want to have David look at is what, if you know, if it goes through and we lose that $20, right, or $120,000 in our case, right, what are our options for recouping that money.
Yeah. And he may want to wait until all
yeah,
the
I think
yeah.
he can do it too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the last time he's passed one of these before and it got overturned, so we'll just have to wait and see if, and we'll find out more as we go along, you know, the MRSC and AWC, they'll get together and give us some guidance on, you know, what'll happen with the lawsuits, how does that affect it and all that. We haven't really received any of that information yet, but it'll come out because we're not the only one that'll be. I mean, there's like 100 and some cities that all have these car tab fees, and we're all going to be affected. So there'll be a lot of interest in, okay, now what are all of us going to do? So, and it's even though we were getting that, it wasn't really covering our costs. We were having to put REIT money in there, so we still have a problem in our street fund, even if we were to get that
toll booths.
So. We'll have to really, in the future, next year, really look at street
169. No, I don't. I just thought it was a funny visual.
Hey, they can toll all the roads.
Are we done?
Okay. I don't have anything else if you don't have any other questions.
We're going to make a motion to adjourn. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.